fortunate that I was unable to introduce you. And he swipes down with his claw upon you. He's going to get two attacks here. First one is going to be a 23.
No.
Yeah, I was like, damn it! Okay. So,
I haven't killed anyone since 1983.
That is going to be... Oh, boy. That's going to be... All right, 8 bludgeoning damage. Which is going to knock him down, I think.
Yep.
And as you are hit by this, 11 necrotic damage. Mm-hmm. So,
two attacks.
Yep, and that's two attacks, right? This is all part of one thing.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So that's, let's see. So right now you're at negative what?
Whatever 19 is, minus 2. So minus
negative
17.
Minus 17, right. Okay. And then he has his second attack. And on his second attack, which is... Where is the... There we go. On his second attack, he reaches down to you, and for a moment the music stops, so to speak. He reaches down to you, and... He whispers in your, as you're like gradually beginning to lose consciousness, he whispers in your ear and he says, "He told me that your friend squirmed in agony when he died. I hope you feel the same." And he bites into your neck. It is going to do, since you are helpless and cannot resist this, 25 points of damage, 16 necrotic, and 9 piercing.
So, how much?
Which means you're now at negative 32.
Okay.
No, what did I just say? How much damage? 25? Negative 42. Asking. Sorry.
Negative 42?
Yep.
Weller has 41 hit points.
Yep.
That pushes him beyond any saving throws.
Right.
And he is.
So what is Weller doing as he passes out? Because this is
As Weller is feeling everything just fading and whatever strength he has left, he can't really even say anything. He just reaches into his robe, grabs the bottle, and chucks it up the stairs as hard as he can.
When it hits the top of the stairs, there is a smashing sound, and the bottle bursts, and coming out of the bottle is an enormous explosion, and you outside hear this explosion. The stairs themselves ripple as fire and water comes bursting out of this bottle. And as the bottle explodes, and you can sort of, you hear the sound of shrieking and screeching, and Weller, I would say as it's fading and you hit the bottle, you can see that the skeletal hands burst in fragments as this water hits them. And sort of hits it. And at the very top of the landing, there is now lying a set of a lot of equipment, including the holy symbol of Ravenkind, which is at the top of the stairs lying on the ledge. And Weller has expired. That brings us to... he does that. And then having done that, he then starts walking up the stairs.
Right. Not Weller, Strahd.
Yeah, no, not Weller.
Damn.
Just clear on that.
I hope to God somebody is at the top of those stairs.
Unfortunately, no.
Nope.
We're all out, and I'm not going back in there. We have the skull. We got what we came for.
That's going to lead us
to... I have no idea what's going on in there, so...
It's going to lead us to Agatha.
Unless.
Let's see.
But even so, kind of take him out would be like.
Okay, well, it's cast on me. And I can turn into Hippogriff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the sound it makes. I will do that. And use my movement action to pick this fucking thing up and get in the air.
Sorry. That's what I meant to do. Okay.
Is that a full turn shift? Does that take your entire action or just one?
It'll take my entire action to shift.
Remember, I still got to get on top of you, so hold on.
Oh.
Well, I'm right behind you, so you're going to be actually leaving until next round anyways, because it's shift, grab this, and then take off next round.
Okay.
Is the best you could probably do. So.
Great. Well, then I shift and, like, maybe get my claws dug into the eye.
Yeah, I, like set it down for you to position so you can, like, burp, yep. And then I'm up there. I'll be watching in case I have to blast the doorway, and we're out of here. Exactly.
So, you shift into Hippogriff form. Let's see. I'm fresh out of Hippogriffs, but give me a second.
Hold on, I got something. She turns into this jet.
Nah, I gotcha.
I imagine it's like,
bigger than that.
Yeah, cool. I imagine it's jet black, like almost like black velvet, except the ends of the wings, are like kind of like lace. They have that like transparent.
Oh, cool. That's very cool.
You know, kind of lacy cobweb type situation.
Okay, you now have control over that.
Oh, great. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
I stick my head out and I go, "Wah!" Like, get the fuck on!
Nicely done.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's what that means. Oh my god. All right.
The accent's a little thick, but yeah.
Do the best I can. I am a dusk elf, not a hippogriff, so.
All right, so you do this. Django, you're up next, so I assume you're getting on.
Yeah.
So you get on the
up.
Thing.
Yep.
And then Agatha is then shifting, and then I would say, because it's all happening more or less at the same time, is able to
take my move
and, like,
action
lift
and get
off. Yes. And so you take off and begin to fly away and around the area.
And that is when actually Valley will join us, since he was holding his action anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we leave, he'll leave. Yep.
And I should say, by the way, that there are skeletal hands beginning to erupt all around you. And Alec, you also notice that there's starting to be some hands popping up.
Must fly
not
faster.
Right next to you, but yeah, like close to you anyway. So just because it's Alec, it's your turn. Yeah. Are you? What's your situation, Alec?
I'm still waiting. I want to see if I can get to downstairs somehow. If they can distract, hopefully. If Strahd comes out the door and sees like them flying off, he makes
sure. I made a lot of
them.
Noise. That was kind of my goal.
I'm just going to wait here. I'm not moving.
All right.
I'm just prepping a dash, like a full-on high-speed dash.
Or if I'm actually watching the doorway to see who comes out of it first or whatever.
Okay.
So,
what's the speed on the Hippogriff, by the way? Assuming you're going to be double moving it all the way.
850 yes. miles a second.
Exactly.
So
instantly.
So we technically have done this before. My flying speed is 60, so I can do 120 feet around.
Okay.
And we estimated it would take me 15 minutes to get there.
That's what I figured,
speed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. You do that. Alec is waiting. Okay. Weller is gone. That leads us to, they're now going after Mason, Mason's people are. Mason, meanwhile, outside in Barovia proper, you are now moving with your people. So you're, I assume, just basically now just heading straight west, as you said, right? Like, you're getting through the barrier and, like, through the doors and, like, riding through the
forest.
We
have no reason to believe that there's any other
right.
plan right now than to do exactly what Mordenkainen commanded us to do.
Right. Okay. And Mordenkainen,
he wants us out of here. He does not want us here.
That is the case.
And I have no idea what's going on inside the castle, so I have to assume that mostly the plan is going as intended. I obviously can't know what's gone awry, put it mildly.
So far, none of us knows, not even, none of us know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I imagine if things play out the way I think they're going to, someone will know. momentarily that I've encountered. But yeah, right now my plan is to take our wounded back and regroup at Argenvost Hold.
Okay, so they make their way sort of swiftly this way, and you make your way into the forest with the rest of your troops as you head west. Valley is going with you, so I'm just going to put Valley along with,
yep,
for ease. I'm just going to put him after you, Django, now in the order, mm-hmm, because there's no reason not to do it that way. Nero, Agatha, same. Now, is there a certain point beyond which you lose range on Nero? Okay.
Yes, so, this is kind of why I was more interested in him stalking Strahd than like riding his cloak immediately. That the real goal was for him to like wait for the opportune moment. So he's riding the cloak now, so it is what it is. But like his plan was just to hang out at the castle until there was like a need for it.
Okay.
But if Strahd is going to be moving, then he needs to be where Strahd is. So
okay,
it's
I was
going like, to
say, yeah, that's just
he's
kind of...
just riding the cloak, okay, of Strahd, and if he falls off, well, fuck it, he falls off. But okay, the goal is for him to just hang on until he's needed.
Fair enough. Okay.
And am I at 79 now? Just
yes, thank you for the reminder.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so let's head back over then to this muse. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. So, Strahd's turn. Strahd is going to emerge from... Hi. Let's get to this one here. Strahd is going to leave... Yeah. And he is going to go right up here. All right, so he appears, Strahd appears here and is going to, at great speed, make his way out. And so, Alec, you see Strahd emerge himself, and Strahd looks up, and Django, you can see as you're kind of on the back of this thing, back of Agatha,
yeah,
sort of making his way, you can look down and see Strahd look up, and Strahd sort of gives a kind of half smile in the moonlight, and then takes off and shifts.
Actually, I'd like to shoot him if I can. Eldritch Blast, I would like to actually attack him.
Sure,
he's within range.
And yep, and Alec should have a turn as well against him. He was standing
He's too far away.
He's too far away, and also these were... it was told I was waiting until he comes out, not waiting for a particular attack to happen. The 22 will hit, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, and then he can suck it.
And he can suck it.
Eight. Lousy 8 points.
Okay.
Wait. Actually, what is that? I didn't roll twice. That's weird. I'm sorry. 9 points. We'll take the first one. It's 1 point better. What you do? But yeah, I'll tag him. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see. So
let's dance, Bloodsucker.
Nine. All right. So
it's gonna be a tough one, y'all.
Mm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. This campaign might end tonight. Poorly.
All right. I guess Arundel, that is exactly correct. I am the top mounted turret.
Yes, yep. Yes. All right, give me 1 second, everybody, as I'm just checking on.
So wait, does that make you Dak? I don't think that didn't turn out well for him.
I plan to survive.
Like I could
I
take
never
on the
said
world,
I
sir.
I could take on the Emperor.
I know how you feel.
All by myself. No, I never said that.
And
never said that.
You're kind of doing that.
Luckily, he's only one guy.
Remember,
I mean,
to
he
use
controls
those
everything.
Cables.
Yeah, exactly. Tight and low.
Okay, so. What it turns into is not a bat.
Of course not. I was hoping to kind of shock him enough where he'd have to like refocus for a bit.
Okay. What he's going to turn into instead is...
Drop bear.
Turns into a drop bear.
Flying
drop
bear.
Yes, he's a new... He's evolved. He's an evolved drop bear.
It's counterintuitive, isn't it? I mean, it's...
Okay.
It's a fly bear.
He could stop flying.
That's what I thought. All right, good. Okay, so he turns
into... I'm sure it's not
good. I mean, yeah, maybe when I say good, I mean, let's be...
Yeah. It's your definition of good. This, how about bad?
His body, as he sort of as he kind of leaps up, his body lengthens and grows. His arms become long and wiry, and his hands become even more of these claws. And you can maybe see just a little bit of maybe a drop of blood, Django, in the moonlight as he gets his body gets longer. As I said, his face becomes long, his nose long and crooked, and he lets out a shriek. And you realize you are suddenly looking at what looks very much like an enormous harpy. And the harpy basically flies after you. And as it flies in your direction, it can't do anything yet, except it's going to be moving at, you know, decent speed. This is much bigger than a normal harpy, incidentally, just so everyone's clear. Mm-hmm. But yes, so you see, though. Swoop area, not so much. Okay, so it is flying in your direction. That is Strahd. Alec, you saw this happen. Did you, what did you want to do? Because you saw him come out and you said you've been waiting
for
that.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait a bit longer.
Okay.
Until he's like out of, just a bit away, so I have time to get in and out.
Got it.
I need a bit more time.
Okay.
So I just want to keep an eye out if there's anyone. Because there was the other guy. I did see him.
He's not, it's true. He's not emerged yet.
Hasn't come through yet. So I'm just going to wait a bit.
Okay. That's going to lead us to Agatha's turn. So Agatha, you are flying at top speed.
Must fly faster.
I continue.
Harpies in rearview mirror may be larger than they appear.
Feet, as fast as, my wings can carry me, and even faster if possible.
Okay. Let me zoom out of it so I can make sure. So I'm going to like open up a lot of this map here. 5, 10, 15, 15, 15, 15.
Yeah,
so I would say you can get probably to about
range zone.
About here, I would. Oh, sorry. Right here, I would say, if you can see that on the map.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
About there, I would say.
Great. That's what I do. I fly over there. There-ish.
Okay. Yep. I would say, and that means that Valley is over there too.
Right. Where did I go? I disappeared. Oh, there I am. Wait, sorry. Can't really get on her back. I have to be close. There we go. Okay.
How's that?
Yeah. Good? Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right. And also, we can't forget, not you. Not you, Strahd. Oh, for God's sake.
Now, Harpy Strahd. Collect them all, kids.
There we go. The skulls. Okay, and Strahd.
It's Strarpy now.
Yes.
Strarpy,
yes.
That's right. Straharpy, yeah. Okay, Django, you were up. Now, he's making his way. He's not around the corner yet, like, as because he was transforming and such. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
My range is 120 feet. I can wait until he appears, and then I will tag his ass.
Okay. All right.
He's gonna find it really hard to get close to us without taking some kind of damage to the face and other areas. Yeah.
Valley is gonna go be next. He's just staying with you.
Okay. Yeah. He's just like, I mean, you know, like, I'll go after him if you want, but I'd rather not.
Alec, you're still waiting. On. Okay. That brings us back up to the top of the round. We already know what Mason is doing. And I think. Well, let's see. I don't want to pull us out of initiative quite yet, but in just a second I will. Okay. All right. So back in Barovia, still we have Mason and his troops beating a retreat.
So 83.
Okay. Yeah. So making their way here, here, there, and there, running
and everywhere,
like, just running down the road, basically. And you heard, by the way, a growl, like some.
I was gonna ask if I was gonna ask if I heard that.
You definitely heard a call, although you don't know what the hell that means. But
oh, sure. I imagine, you know. I don't, but it sounds like get the hell away.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, Mason, I think I have you at 80 because you have currently you have a there was an injury.
My max
that
health
you took.
Was 93. I thought. Oh,
no. Your
wait
max. Yeah, your max health normally right.
Is 91.
Is 91. You were at 83 because of Rite of the Storm, but you took damage, which means that your current max, a particular kind of damage from the vampire spawn, that
right,
means your
so,
current maximum is 80.
All right, so 80 is my max,
at
but should I take more damage, that spell is still active.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so that was him moving there.
So I guess I'm at 80 then.
Gotcha. Okay, we already heard about what Nero's doing. Strahd, okay. Meanwhile, back on the Strahd level, Strahd is going to, here we go. Strahd is going to fly and moves at what might be said. Now you can hit, as when he comes into range, you can fire off your bolt at him if you wish, Django.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I assume I can make the attack rolls?
Yes.
Hell to the yeah, I wish I'd saved hex, but I'll take it. 25 and 18.
25 will hit, the 18 will not.
Okay.
Damn.
Take the first roll of damage. Come on, maybe. That's a 9.
Okay. All right, he will take that.
Yep.
Kind of. And then accelerates to, and seems to be accelerating even faster.
That's not
and
good.
Is behind you, and as it comes, you know, within about 60 feet of you, is as far as it gets. It begins to sing this. It's this horrible sounding, you know, shrieking. But, yeah. exactly.
Anima.
I thought it was just like, dun 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 dun. All aboard! Da, 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 da. Anyway, sings that song.
This.
I need both Agatha and Django to make a wisdom saving throw, please.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. No, that's yeah. Okay.
Oh, hey, the dice go with me. Yes!
Dang! You're like, no!
I am living my best epigraph life, motherfucker! That's not me!
And we got an 11.
That is just enough. You actually feel this sort of part of your, like, you hear a voice whisper, you'll do what they say, or your family dies again. You hear whisper in your mind.
Oh, okay.
And then, but then it passes, and you
try to get
control over yourself. And but yeah, you could tell that was what was going on. Now, meanwhile, back at the castle, you wisdom? See someone, Alec, emerge.
Bonus.
And that is the person who emerges. I promise it's going to happen. Okay. Is going to be, for those of you listening, of course, you've been hearing the sad music, because, well.
Yeah, nice touch.
We are here emerging. Okay. You see Rahadin appear with scimitar in hand. He looks a little hurt, not a lot hurt, a little hurt, and is sort of looking around kind of looking. There are skeletal hands now popping up all around him, but he ignores those. And he heads off this way around the corner of the castle, basically at a full run.
As soon as he heads off, I just go, like, around the corner. I'm in. I just go straight in, vampire speed, evading all the skulls.
When you get to, if you're going at vampire speed, so what's vampire speed? What?
Total of 90 feet of movement. So that would get me all the way down the stairs,
yep.
Just about like halfway.
So when
down.
You get down there, what you see, Alec, is you can see, we'll put you at about here is where the ledge would be. You see the shattered remains. First of all, inside, you see that the stairs are an absolute wreck. Largely crumbled. There are bones, pieces of bone and skeletal fingers and so forth that are shattered and just lying on the ground. You can see scorch marks all around the ground and the floor, and you can see various sizzling chemicals. And you can see what is very clearly shattered pieces of this bottle that are lying on the ground. And, sorry. Did I not bring you over to my bed? Thank you. I must have forgot to put you. Oh, yep. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. There you go. That's what I meant to do. My bad. You are over there, and I already mentioned what happened to Rahadin. So when you get here, there you go. Yeah. You can see those shattered pieces of glass, and you can see in there a piece, and there's also like fuzz and various collections of like fur and eyeballs and like all these things
urine,
that are lying on the
horse
ground.
Manure,
yeah, exactly. But also lying among all of it, you see what was the holy symbol, what is the holy symbol of Ravenkind lying in the heap of it. and past the smashed and destroyed staircase and the skeletal sort of things down below, you see the lifeless, motionless body of Weller Pale at the bottom of the stairs.
I mean, like, you see, Alex just, he's still focused. He's pissed off as all hell, but he's just going to be focused on what he's going to do next, which I can't do right now because it's the end of my turn as I get down there.
Okay.
Alex has a very, very pissed off face.
Okay. So you're not picking up the stuff from the
next turn. I'll pick up the necklace as well as Weller and Vampire Dash outside.
Okay. So I think at that point what I'm going to do is to speed things up a little bit. I'm going to pull us out of initiative, but there are still going to be attacks taking place. So I just want everyone to know that's what's going on when I do an attack or when you respond to do an attack. So I'm going to make this a little more fluid going forward. So that means Mason and his people, I'm going to assume, unless told otherwise, that you're continuing to move back towards Argenvosthold, right, Mason?
To continue the sentiment that was uttered by Django, we are leaving.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So there's that. Then, let's see. Okay, so that means the next one that we've got is, Agatha, I'm going to allow, you're going to continue to fly in that direction. As you're flying out towards Argenvosthold, and you cross over into Barovia proper, so I'm going to make just a quick copy of all of you. No, I'm not. I'm going to just highlight you for no reason. Okay, now I'm going to do that. As I said, I'm going to make one big copy, and then I'm going to bring you over to Barovia here. And I think I moved the players over to Barovia this time, did I?
I'm still on the castle map, but yeah. you can keep us on the Barovia map for now on, because we don't need to go back and forth.
Okay. Right. So you folks are now. Yeah. So you can now see all of yourselves. Right. Okay, I'll bring you over to it. Right there. So that's you with the skull, sort of now outside.
Okay. Great.
And
I'm gonna start making as much noise as possible.
Yep.
Agatha's flying. She is like calling all of this fucking druid is calling all of Barovia to her aid.
Yeah. And those shouts are going up. Django, I'll give you a chance to take another shot back at Strahd, who's like rapidly closing.
Yep. I also, as I'm firing at him, I am drawing the silver sword I have carried since like level 2.
Okay.
In case he decides to close for that, but for now.
Lone Wolf has inspired Agatha. Thank you, Lone Wolf. That may come in handy.
21, one hit, one miss.
Yep, there you go. The 21 will definitely hit.
Yep, and smack. There we go. Max damage, 15.
Okay, so nice. You strike him, it strikes him in the shoulder, and, you know, sort of semi shrugs it off. I mean, that definitely hit, but. Okay, and then begins to accelerate. And is going faster and faster. And as he comes close to you here, he again sings his, you know, again, the metal song. So I need everyone to make a wisdom saving throw again, please.
Right.
Can you inspire Welder plus one life, if only?
Okay. 17 okay. For me.
All right. Agatha, how about you? And you have that inspiration if you wish. Oh, man. Were you using it, I assume?
No, I was not using it.
Oh, you're not using it. Okay. You all sort of, again, have this thing pass through your mind, but not as much as last time. But Strahd is now very close behind. And again, the claws are almost sort of reaching for the skull slash hippogriff slash tail, etc. Shadow Mage has inspired Mason. I think chat may feel like everyone's in a bad way here. So, Mason,
guys,
has
come on.
Inspired.
I can really use one here for what I'm about to try.
They're like,
I
could
really
fine.
Use some help.
okay, so there's that. That's going to bring us. So let's have Alec up here next. Alec, okay, you're at that ledge. What are you doing?
Thanks, but why me?
Thank you, Hilmus.
Has inspired Django. Okay,
thanks, but why? Shadowed, love you, buddy, but why me? They tore the people in a way spat.
I think the chat wants to inspire everybody because they're like, oh, crap. This is
right.
Yeah, it does. It's end of the month. Smoke them if you got them, basically. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yes, I really, this is good.
So I pick up the necklace. Does it do anything when I pick it up out of interest?
When you pick up the necklace, that is a good question. Hold on one second.
It burns your hand off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Boom.
Hold on one second. What to do if this creature? No.
See, but Agatha, how high are we off the ground?
High, aren't we? Arf? We're in the air.
Well,
I imagine we're below cloud level or whatever. Yeah, like we low, can see low polar them. Orbit.
A couple 100 some odd feet, 150
feet. Yeah, a couple hundred
feet
in the air. Exactly. Probably.
Oh, that's well. Okay.
Yeah, a couple hundred feet probably.
Don't fall off.
It's not falling. I'm gonna do in a minute.
Okay.
I can probably take it. It's just not gonna be pretty.
I need you to make a. What do I want you to make?
A pterodactyl.
Yes, I need you to make a pterodactyl. No. I need you to make, please, for me.
But please try,
dragon
yes.
Spear? Let's just
I
hold that reserve
you
for now.
To make a wisdom saving throw for me,
again?
Please. Nope. This is this is Alec. When he picks up the holy symbol.
Oh. Ugh. And he becomes a vampire raven.
19.
So, this thing burns you, and there's a moment where you're like it's like burning into you. Like, okay, the guy picks up in Indiana Jones.
Indiana
right?
Jones.
That's
yeah.
what I'm talking about. Like, right. So he picks it up. Right. And you are going to take actually 12 points of damage from this, Alec.
Do I need to take a concentration for that?
But no, you don't. For the reasons I'm going to describe.
Okay.
Well, actually, wait, let me think about it. No, you're right. You do have to do that. Go ahead and make the concentration check, but I'm going to describe something else for just a moment because you made the original wisdom check.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. So you made this check, so that's fine. You do this, and there's a moment where you're going to throw it away. You're like, because it hurts, you know. But then there is a coolness that passes over your hand, and there is a voice in your head that says, you know the right thing to do. Do not give up now. It sounds vaguely like the voice of your old mentor. Now, this can't obviously really be the voice of your mentor, but something about your old strength, your old personality, has not abandoned you. And in a way, it's as if the symbol reacted to two aspects of the same thing, or the same person. One that was the vampiric part of you, the other that was not. And so it cools, and now you're just holding the symbol.
Alright, I guess I'll put it on. That's part of it.
Okay.
And then I'll head down to Weller and pick him up. And start heading outside.
Okay. Alright. So you pick it up. Head outside, all right, so that takes care of that. We'll move that over there. Great, lovely. Okay, so you now have the holy symbol of Ravenkind. You head outside. That means now that Mason and his people continue to move to the west, as we've been talking about, moving at top speed.
Do I hear or see any of this? Because it's above us off to the
it's above
east.
You,
can
but
I...
it's going to catch up to you in just a moment. It's going, they're going faster than you are. So, they will pass over you in just a moment.
Okay.
So, and speaking of that, so they get to move.
Sorry, just had to give you a private message.
That's okay. Yeah, yeah, it's okay. I just responded. All right. So you're doing that thing, and then Agatha, you're going to get a chance to continue to fly in that direction. So you're going to fly over this way, and I would say so you're probably about here. And at this point, if you're, because you're making a lot of noise now, I would say, Mason, you and the crew can, let me see. Oh God. Oh, it tried to make me move the entire map. All right. Hold on a second. It was like everything. It's going to try to make me do it again. Someone's going to have to move that skull for me because I can't do it without moving everything else.
I'll do it.
All right. So as
I love how the directions of its eyes just moved. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Creepy as hell.
Oh, it's a magic skull. What do you want?
Yes.
There we go. I moved that.
Everything in this game is magic.
Okay. So you do that, magic, Django. You get magic. Another shot at this thing if you want.
Oh, okay, but he's now. Where's he's?
He's about. He's going to be right on top next. He's going to catch you or be right next to you as of this next action. So, So he's right. very close to you. So it's up to you as to whether
my
you
action.
Wanna...
I want to hold my action then. Until he gets right next to you. He's going to go for the skull. Yeah, I want to see if he's going to make a move to go for the skull, and that's going to modify what I do. So I'm holding my action right now.
Got it. Okay.
Plus my blast hasn't been doing that much.
So he's going to come. He's going to come real close, and then he's going to, basically, he's going to swipe out at the back with its claws. Swipe out at the back of Agatha.
So is he like attacking the hind claws? Basically?
That's what it looks
so
like.
He's below us?
No, he's right. He's like, he's right behind you. So he's sweeping out with his long arm.
Oh, perfect.
Trying to hit that. So that's
when I take a running jump off of her back and leading with the sword, charge right at him. I want to lance him with the silver sword.
So you're going to jump. Oh. You're going to jump at him then.
Yep. Using my inspiration to attack.
All right. I'm going to have you do that. I need you to make a dexterity check first as you jump off. You can jump off him, but I need you to make a dexterity check to make sure you're able to do this.
I'm going to inspire him for that dexterity
check.
I think he's already inspired. Well, but he's using it on the attack.
So okay. Well, you, we can't. So you can use the
I'm
one
gonna
you
use
already
inspiration
have,
on the deck,
and then you
then,
can inspire him again, Rob, for
yes,
that other
Rob's
thing.
Rob's gonna hit me up again. Thank you for that. I may need it.
Yep.
So in the moonlight, silver sword.
I don't know. You know. I think I have two, but I don't. I think I haven't used any of them. I think.
All right. So advantage on this one, which would be a good thing. Yeah. So come on, baby. My dex is decent. 16.
Glad you 16. Did that with the advantage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Hillness.
Wow. Yeah. 16. Okay, so you do make the check, and the sword now is in a position to attack him. So now you can
Rob,
if you want to inspire
be so
him,
kind.
You can do so.
I
don't think I've used mine. I hope I didn't screw that up. It's exclamation mark inspire.
Correct. And then space, and then Django.
Right.
Last salvation of or whatever. Okay, done. Successful. Thank oh, no, I'm sorry. Right. You inspired Django, who does not exist. So,
okay, that's fine.
Sorry, you lost it. It's all, yeah.
Somewhere in an alternate universe, someone is inspired. Yes. No, I'm just joking. All right.
All right.
So go ahead and make your attack. Okay, and Burner is inspired. Alec.
Okay, got a 19.
Again, good thing for that.
Yeah, sure was.
I don't know where that hex damage came from, but yeah, that was weird.
Okay, that will hit.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, it's built into it in case you hex. So.
Okay. Well, I didn't, so it's a lousy.
I'm really glad I used that inspire there.
You, yeah, that would have been. Those have both been no good. No good.
So
and
the
I
sword
am actually
pierces
trying to hold
him.
On to him. Yeah. I mean,
So pierces him, and he sort of lets out this horrid cry, this shriek, and then, as you're sort of doing this, he like reaches basically down towards you and then turns into mist. And
oh, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's bad.
So you plummet.
We're losing another party member right now.
As
Shit.
You're heading towards the ground, looking like even with your strength, you don't know that you're going to survive a 200 plus foot fall.
It's 50-50. Yep.
So, but as you look ground, suddenly you find yourself slowing.
Yes.
And you think, what is going on? And you slow and slow, and then below you, you see, looking up, his face silhouetted in the moonlight is Mordenkainen, who is guiding you back down to the ground, and who lowers you to the ground and looks at you and nods once and then says,
"Yep,
Strahd!" And his voice just like just booms across the landscape.
Ow.
Mason, Mason, you hear that? Your troops are like, what? Like, you hear it on the other side, like, the, you know, it just
and I'm just like,
everywhere.
Keep going, keep going.
Daddy said, keep running, just don't stop.
yes.
And,
you know what's best in life? Hauling ass.
Exactly. So Strahd, who is turned into mist, you hear sort of a kind of growl of rage and anger. And he whirls to face and heads down towards Mordenkainen.
Yes!
And is lost to view as Agatha passes over that direction. And I think as he passes out of view and we hear this just smash and this sound of just sizzling, like exploding spells and just stuff going off, I think that's a good moment for us to go on break. as we are on the other side of this. You're watching what has been a hell of an epic session so far. Day 52 of D&D with INB Curse of Strahd. Don't blink or you'll miss what happens next. Let there be light. If you like what you've seen and heard so far, please support the channel by checking out all the things and support all these wonderful people. And in case you're like, but what about Weller and what about everything? Fear not, we're not done for the night, but we have to give these folks a break. So we'll be back to you.
But Weller might be done for the night.
In a little over.
There's a chance.
It's a long night.
There's a chance.
There's a first level spell that could bring him to some semblance of animation.
Weller zombie.
Actually, I won't say. I will say it after the break.
You'll say it after the break. We'll be right back to you folks in just a few minutes. Until then, everyone, hang tight, and we'll be right back to you in about five. Hang tight.